like talking, or do you need me to call you back? You from round what way? When's your birthday? What's your zodiac sign? Well, I'm a Virgo, so my sign's compatible. We gon' get along just fine. Yeah. What you do for fun? Cause I don't drink or club, but I just like to chill with somebody like you.
Everything is cool,
yeah.
When love is all
brand new,
cause you're learning me and I'm learning you.
Yeah.
It's cool,
yeah.
When love is all
brand new,
yeah,
yeah.
Cause you're learning me and I'm learning you.
What type of work you do? Are you still in school? Do you have any kids?
Yeah. And if I did, what?
Now if you did, it's alright. See, I'm the type that don't mind, cause I can understand that things happen sometimes. Yeah.
That's true.
By the way, I'm wondering,
what?
Are you cool with your family? Cause I would like to meet your parents someday.
Yeah, you can do that.
Let's hang out this weekend. Maybe we can begin something wonderful and beautiful, cause
oh,
everything
really?
Is cool,
yeah,
yeah.
When love is all cause you're learning me and I'm learning you.
Love is cool,
you.
Better every moment I spend with you. Girl, you so
nice
and you so
fine.
Plus you real and that's just what I like.
Everything
yeah.
is cool.
Alright.
When love is
oh, yeah.
all brand new.
Oh, 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 yeah.
Cause you're learning me.
Me, yeah.
I'm learning you.
Yo, it's your boy Reckless in the building once again, coming at you with another episode of the Reckless Effect podcast. Oh, first and foremost, I want to send a shout out to every single one of you beautiful people who just signed up for my store, who ended up buying stuff, who just sent me great words, and yes, I also heard people who said, yo, where are the women's stuff? Don't worry, that is on its way. I'm going to be doing drops every week, something new, something fresh, something that's going to go with the season, go with the times, and continue on this story that I'm trying to come up with. So thank you so much. Just, you know, stay with me. Just stay with me, people. It's gonna be so much fun. So this episode is gonna be pretty light, but it's gonna be kind of fun and interesting. I have a guest on today. This is one of my oldest friends, Miss Sarah Camille. We're gonna be talking about relationships, and we're gonna be talking about just everything that she's learned and everything that she's gone through in the dating scene, She has some stories and she has some wonderful insights on relationships and how people should be acting and some of the things that she's looking for. And yes, fellas, she is single and she is looking. Well, I'll let her get into it, but I thought I would, you know, obviously intro the show with Music Soulchild's newness, because that's what we're talking about, brand new love. So without any extra BS, we're just gonna get into it. All right, okay, ladies and gentlemen, here she is, the one and only Sarah Camille, or what would you rather go by? Because I've always called you just Camille.
Sarah Camille is cool. Sometimes people call me SC for short. So
SC, get on them Snapchats. No, I'm just kidding. Nah, so okay, let's dive into just a little bit about you. So how old are you?
I am 30 years old.
30, oh my gosh.
And loving it, first of all.
Yeah, we were talking about that.
Don't let people tell you any differently, man. I feel like I'm in my prime. It feels good.
Oh no, me too. I'm 34, so I just feel like better, even though I've gotten bigger in the stomach area. I've also gotten bigger in the ass area, so I feel like I'm at the peak of my existence, and my skin is just flawless, so I feel great.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I've gotten a little thicker through the pandemic, so you know,
I've seen.
Healthy, hopefully, you
I've,
know.
I've seen. Yes, all your thirst traps that you've been putting out there. I was like, what is she doing? You need to cover that up. I think I sent you a message saying that. So where are you from?
I am currently living, well, in a city 30 minutes outside of LA, so Chino Hills. But I normally just tell people LA because they're not going to look on the map. So that's where I'm at. And I work out of Pasadena.
Oh, nice. And what do you do?
I am a registered nurse in an ICU.
Ooh.
Good time.
Yeah, I was about to say some good times. Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a hell of a, like, 2-3 years in there. So it's Nurses Week, too, by the way.
Oh, people. It's Nurses Week?
It is Nurses Week, so go tell all the nurses thank you, because they've been whooping their ass the last 3 years. Yeah, doing who knows what for who knows who.
Oh, no, for real. My grandmother and my aunt and my other aunt are nurses. Well, one of them retired from nursing, and now she's becoming a lawyer.
Nice.
Yeah, okay. She does a lot. Like, she's wild. She does a lot more than I do, and I do a lot.
That's amazing.
Yeah, so
it's a lot to go from one career to another like that, so props to her.
Especially one that's, well, two that are extremely, like, daunting on time and patience and, you know, dealing with other people, the emotions and loved ones.
Yeah. For sure.
That's crazy. But shout out to you, and thank you for everything you've done.
Thank you. I love it. I love what I do, so.
Okay. Yeah, so we were talking about relationships, and now the reason why I brought this, I wanted to talk to you of all people, is because what was it, like, a few months ago, we were talking about these like stories you were posting on your Instagram about guys who have been saying these random things, and I'm just like. Yeah. I read through every single one of them and I was blown away. I could not believe the craziness of men. The simple, like, the fragile male ego, and then your, like, honesty, your directness. But not only was it just direct, it was very polite. And then I was like, wow, if someone ended a relationship with me like that, I couldn't be mad. Like, wow, that is the nicest thing anyone has ever said.
And it wasn't even ending a relationship. Like, it was just I mean, we didn't even get to that point. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, I'm just dating this person. And trust me, like, you weren't the only person that felt that way. Like, a lot of people hit me up and they were just like, the audacity. Like, they couldn't believe it either. Like, people actually, and I'm not even going to just say guys, because I'm sure guys get this from women too. Like, it's not just us women. Yeah. Okay, I think, like, in general, the dating sphere right now is just, like, slim picking.
Why do you think that is?
Honestly, like, I think dating has just changed. Dating has changed tremendously, like, over the years, and especially now that we've gone through a pandemic and we've dealt with dating apps and, you know, communication has changed a lot. Yeah. So that I think also has to do with it. But yeah, like, a lot of people are shocked. Like, people actually said these things, like, say things, you know, talking out of their ego and kind of just forgetting, like, common decency, I think, like common respect for another human being.
Yeah.
So yeah, dating has been a wild ride. Like, I don't know how else to describe it to anyone else. Granted, I've had some great experiences too, but definitely a lot more cons and pros in the last, like, few years, especially dating in the pandemic. And on top of that, dating in a pandemic as a nurse, like, that's another thing for me, is that challenge of getting around, having to have someone understand what my life is like, what my schedule is like, how to date a person like me. There's a lot of different components to it. So there's a lot of layers to this that we'll probably get through.
Yeah, definitely. So for you, it's been difficult to date, not just in the pandemic, but to date in this new climate. So how have you been going out and dating? How have you been meeting people? Through dating apps? Through everyday life?
So for me, well, just to give you kind of like a backstory, I've been single for three years now.
Wow.
My last relationship was back in November 2019. That didn't end so well. And it's okay. Mm-hmm. Things happen for a reason. So I've been single for 3 years. And it wasn't even until, like, maybe 8 months to being single that I was like, okay, like, I think I'm ready to date, right?
Yeah.
And when I started dating, from being in that really long-term relationship, and that was a relationship where, like, we had talked about marriage, we had talked about having a family, like, I was fully invested in that man and his life. Like, coming from that and then, like, being single was a huge, huge challenge.
Yeah.
So I didn't start dating until maybe, like, 8 months after being single. And even then, I started off kind of just dating within mutual friends. Like, my friends would be like, hey, I have someone for you to meet, or like, I think you would be great with so and so, like, why don't you talk to so, like, mutual friend groups.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, like, that doesn't seem too bad. And, you know, they have these things and they say, like, you shouldn't date people within your mutual friend groups, and I've had bad experiences there too. But when I started dating some mutual friends at that time, it wasn't so bad. Like, I learned a lot about myself dating the last guy from the 3 year relationship. And so it honestly was just a learning experience of trying to dip my feet back in the water and figure out, like, what do I like and don't like, and how can I be able to tell the person I'm dating that?
Yeah.
That, I think, was the biggest task, because I came out of that relationship very outspoken, knowing what I wanted.
And what
exactly what I wanted. So I started off, you know, dating mutual friends, and some of that didn't work out, but all kind of ended well. Like, there wasn't any bad vibes out of it. A lot of those guys that I dated then, we're still friends. Like, we're still cool. We still talk to the same people. We still have the same friend groups, and we're able to be, like, platonic, absolutely platonic. Mm-hmm. So that actually worked out fine. And then I was like, all right, next level, let's go to the dating apps, because, you know, pandemic hits, socially you can't be out there talking to people, and doing all this stuff. So that's kind of when things like changed a lot for me in dating. I didn't have time for it. I literally lived under a rock. Like I was at work. I was working two jobs at the start of the pandemic. I was at two different hospitals, one full time and another one per diem. So I was working like 4 or 5 days in a row. And the days that I would have off, like I would just be at home. And because of like isolation and stuff, like nobody was going out. So I went on apps like Bumble, used apps like Hinge. I think Hinge was like one of the newer ones that came out at that time. So I was using Hinge and Bumble. I definitely stayed away from Tinder. I wasn't looking for a hookup, you know, like everyone kind of knew like what dating apps to use for what.
Yeah, so we were talking about that before, about the different types of people that she'd meet.
You meet on different dating apps, yeah.
So, as I recall, you said, yes, there is a difference of men on each one of those apps, right?
Yes.
Yeah, so what did you find in between those two apps that you used? Like, what were the different type of guys?
So Hinge was kind of like a mix of like Tinder and Bumble. You had guys there that still didn't really know what they wanted. And then you had guys on there that also knew what they wanted. So it was like, let's find out. And you know how apps tell you, like, pick, you know, why you're here, relationships, don't know, or like casual. You had some of those guys on there. But at the end of the day, I felt like a lot of them still didn't really know what they wanted.
No.
And Bumble, a majority of the guys there were looking for relationships. Like they wanted something a little more serious. So that was kind of the difference that I saw between the two. Bumble occasionally still had a guy on there that like didn't really know what he wanted or just came out of a relationship. But I think more of that really was on Hinge. Bumble, definitely there were a lot more guys that like kind of knew what they wanted and like were very, they've been single for a long time and they were looking for something serious. So those were like the two differences that I saw from those two apps. I definitely did not touch Tinder at all.
I've noticed that like loneliness plays a factor in what you're actually looking for, because if you're lonely, you're gonna put yourself on both of the apps or all of them, like not you, but just some people that
right.
And then your profile, it doesn't sound lonely, it doesn't sound like that, but you know, like, okay, this person is looking for just someone, anyone, you know. And then there's the people who are like very focused. And when I was on those apps, like, I paid attention to the people who wrote the most, like, got not in depth about themselves, but talked about like what their expectations were. That's what made me gravitate to certain people, because if you didn't have the expectations, that means you don't know yourself well enough to, and you'll just accept any guy for the aesthetic rather than what they can actually bring to you. Did you, your profile, was it like lit like that? Like you had like not only just the pictures of yourself, but you were like, no, I want duh, duh, and duh, and this is who I am, and I'm not accepting anything less. Or was it just a little bit more of like, well, if you want to find out about me, you know, let's see.
No, there are definitely parts of it where I described exactly what I wanted. Mm-hmm. Like, hi, just looking for a relationship, like, or looking for something serious. Like, and that's something first and foremost that I think a person needs to be aware of before they come into dating is like, if you can't be comfortable being alone in the first place or being content with yourself and being self-aware, in my opinion, I don't feel like you should be dating, because you're not going to be ready. You're not going to be ready for people rejecting you. You're not going to be ready for things that don't work out the way you want them to. So that was actually the mindset I had to prepare myself before putting myself out there. Yeah. And I think that's a thing that a lot of people miss kind of in what you're saying, and like how you like write yourself out on these profiles, because it's like, you could write whatever you want on these profiles, but if you're not mentally ready to accept dating and everything that comes with it, then yeah. like you're not going to be ready for the rest of it, right? Like the rejection and the egos and all that.
When I first used any of it, I found myself having no idea what to put in this.
Yeah, like you kind of don't know how to start. Like, yeah.
But then that also kind of like goes with the mindset of like, okay, then maybe you're not really ready for anything. Maybe you don't know what you want because you can't even fill this box out of what you're looking for or like any of that.
But see, so yeah, like that's a great example. Like if you don't know, then maybe you gotta ask yourself, let's rethink this whole thing first, right? But I mean, I was ready and my profile was just very straightforward, just very honest about what I wanted. And then obviously I would put things about what I did, what I loved to do, what I enjoyed, you know, my hobbies. But I think the biggest disclaimer on there for me that I would put was I am not looking for something casual. Mm-hmm. Like I want something to turn into something serious. Mm-hmm. Is definitely something I would, you know, put headline yeah. on my profile. So sometimes I just wonder, like, do guys just like skim through these? Like they don't even think, you know, and I get when you date like that you're going to meet guys and, you know, you'll start talking to like two or three, but you have to at some point narrow it down, right? Like you can't, like for me, at least I'm not a big person on dating multiple people at once. Mm-hmm. Like at some point I'm going to narrow it down to one person and put my focus and attention on that person. A lot of people don't date that way now too.
No, they don't, but it's mostly because like the competition is so fierce, you know. Like that sounds so strange to say, but it's true. Like I was telling you before, and oh, now I can tell you the story because I wanted to get your reaction on here. I was on Hinge a long time ago, and I ended up meeting two people the same day, and we were just talking and having great conversations, and it was like, okay. Mm-hmm. One, ironically, lived down the street from me, and it was wild how that, like, circumstance even happened. But then the mm-hmm. other one lived in a different city. So mm-hmm. it was like, okay, just because this person is closer doesn't mean that they might be the best option. And right. then growing into the relationships and having this relationship with both of them, I ended up dating both of them. And it went on for months before I can even like make a solid decision of I need to choose one of these people. I mean, there was also some other dirt and going on, but I'm not going to get into that. But it was just like, it was tough to choose which one. But here's the crazy part. Three incredible things happened. I was, one, introduced to myself through the breakup of both of these people, right? And I learned so much about myself and what I need, what I want, who I want to be, where do I want to go. I learned so much, and I spent 2 years by myself and just going through that and learning that and trying to build myself and be better. So it was beautiful. The second thing, though, was I was also introduced through one of the girls to someone that I'm dating now. And it was wild, and it's amazing, and I love this person. She is incredible. And I'm not just saying that because she's right here, but but that was incredible to like walk into a room with this girl that I'm dating, and the only person that I can pay attention to is this girl that's in front of me, and I don't give a shit about anybody else. I don't care about my girlfriend right now. I'm like, who are you? Where are you from? Like, I need to know who you are. And she felt the same way, even though she was dating somebody, but that's a different story. So, but here's the third and crazy thing. The two girls, not only did they find out about each other, but they ended up having a threesome together with another guy. Yeah.
I'm dead. No, but here's that has me weak.
No, they did it twice.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. And then
you never know what can happen in the dating world. Like, really, you just can't.
And then they told me. And then I'm just like looking at her and I'm just like, really? And she said, yeah. So how does that make you feel? And I was like,
oh, well, that's petty.
No, right. It was super petty. And she didn't get the reaction that she was looking for because I was like,
no.
Was it good? Did you guys have fun? Okay, cool. Because guess what? I kind of don't care. I have my own thing I need to worry about right now. So I kind of don't care about that. No. It's not going to bother me. And then she told me later, I only did it because I wanted to make you mad. But you're not mad. And I was like, nope, couldn't care less. We're done, but I really need to focus on me and what
you,
I have
you
going
dodged
on.
A bullet. It's cool.
I did, because that girl was crazy. But the other girl, we ended up becoming friends, and we're still friends now, the one who lived in the other city. And it was just so cool that she was like, yeah, you did me dirty, but I understand, and it's okay. And we're still friends. And the other girl who introduced me to my girlfriend, it's just like, she's done, she's crazy, and she's just out there wilding, and I just kind of laugh at it. But that's the scenario that guys need to avoid. If you guys are listening, please don't date two people at the same time. Like, really try to figure out what the hell.
It's actually really funny that you bring up this story, because the last guy I dated was doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, he had just gone out of a relationship supposedly and trying to figure things out. Okay, that's cool. Figure things out. But for me, it's like, when you get to that fifth date and you haven't figured things out, and I get it, everyone has a different timeline. Okay, nobody does like 5 date rules. I don't either, but I'm just saying the way that things had progressed with me and this guy was like, okay, like maybe, you know, like I knew the third date that I really liked this guy.
Yeah.
And I wanted to pursue something more with him and just him. He didn't know that yet. And like, he didn't feel that way about me. So we get to the fifth date and I'm like, okay, like maybe something at this point, right? But no, like he was still seeing another girl. And I respect that he was honest with me about it at least. But what I didn't feel like is that the other girl knew about me. And so I started to feel kind of like the side piece. And of course, women love to snoop, and women will always find a way.
You ladies are good.
And of course, I found a way, and I found out who I was, quote unquote, competing with. And first of all, let's just say nobody is ever competing with anyone. And if that's how people feel about things, I kind of learned this from this last relationship, that, you know, I'm no one's competition, and I'm not competing with anyone else because nobody's like me.
Exactly.
You know, and that woman, I'm sure she's great. She's nothing like me either. Mm-hmm. So in my mindset, I had to definitely change that whole I'm competing with other people thing, because really you're not. Like, that's just in your head.
Yeah, Lauryn Hill once said, we compare ourselves amongst ourselves.
Exactly.
We shouldn't be doing that at all.
Right. And so I figured out who, you know, was his other interest. And I was like, you know, I'm just gonna have to tell him. Like, I told him by the third date, hey, you know, if this keeps happening and I still feel this way about you, like, I am not comfortable with you seeing other people. Like, I won't be. So that was kind of like my first like warning out of that. Like, I, you know, in the future, by the fifth date, I kind of told him, like, hey, you know, like, I kind of know my worth, and like, if you don't see that by now, after how we've gone on dates and how our dates have been, because it felt like a relationship. Yeah. Like, it felt like it was getting serious. And I told him, like, if you don't feel that way at this point, like, I don't know if I can continue on, because I feel like my worth is a little more than that. I could care less about this other girl. Like, I'm sure she's great. I'm sure you like her for reasons that you like her, and that's fine. But I want someone to see me and only me. And I feel like that's where all our dates have been leading up to. And if that's not how you feel at this point, like, I don't think I can keep dating you right now.
So let me ask you a question, and it's going to get personal, but I'm going to ask you.
No, right.
Were you two sleeping together at that point?
No, we weren't. We hadn't even no home runs, nothing. Like we actually spent a night together. Like we did our fifth date was a staycation, but we didn't do anything. Like, you know, we didn't have sex. And that was another thing that really got to me. It was like, he did not try. And he was like very respectful of me. So it was just like, why, you know, like.
That's interesting. No. It's interesting because like were you expecting him to, or were you hoping that he would?
No, I didn't. I actually liked the pace that we were going at. He had never forced himself, never tried anything out of bounds, you know what I mean? Like, and that's what made me like him even more. And it was just like, why, you know, like I kept kind of asking myself, like, so what am I missing here? You know, like what's going on? Like, why don't you want to be with me? Or like, just, you know, his reason was always just like, well, I'm still trying to figure things out if I want to be in a relationship or not. So I don't know if he was dating other people other than that one girl, but, I was just, you know what, I told him at the end of the day, like, just go give her a fair shot. Like, I think that's what you need to do so you can figure out what you want at the end of the day. And I know my worth, and I'm not going to stick around to like get hurt or like also, you know, be the second choice.
Is he still
because
dating?
I'm not. Is he and that's how I feel about myself.
Oh, that's fair. Is he still dating her, Dina?
He is. Yeah, he is.
Ah.
Yeah.
That's wild. Still,
and that's fine. Like, do that, you know, instead of like trying to juggle 2-3 girls at the same time. Because I think a lot of people forget that when they date multiple people at once, like it's not healthy. Like, I get it that you're trying to make a choice, but at the end of the day, like, it's not healthy. And you kind of forget how to be with one person too.
Yeah, and yes and no. Like, I agree. And then on the other hand, I feel like, actually, somebody had posted the other day about how being in relationships is ridiculous, that people are so quick to leave relationships and marriages are failing and blah, blah, blah. But he was saying all these negative things about it, about being with multiple people. And I was like, actually, I think that might be the best thing for you. Because when you go around and date other people, you're not just taking on someone else's energy. You're also informing your own.
Right. And no. I understand that part. But to what point are you dating other people, though, is what I mean. Because, see, I know my limits. Mm-hmm. And I know when I'm, like, ready to just, like, okay, time to slow down. Like, this is too much. But I think some people don't understand that. And that's where when we were both talking about being self-aware and understanding what you're going into before dating, like that's the biggest thing, like, is knowing where's your limit when it comes to dating other people. How long should you be dating other people before someone gets hurt, whether it's you or another person? Mm-hmm. And that's when you got to be self-aware of yourself and the other people that you're dating. Right.
That's fair.
So it's just a responsibility and accountability that I think people are forgetting about dating, mm-hmm. that is happening right now in this time of dating. Yeah. If that makes sense.
No, you hit it right on the head. It's the accountability.
Yeah, right.
That's perfect.
Because so. I totally respect him for wanting to do that for himself. That is his choice.
I
told him, I was like, yeah, go do that. But I'm not there for it, because that's not who I am, and that's not who I want, and I know my own worth, right? Like, I want to step back from this.
Yeah.
And that's probably one of the things that I did respect about that, was how honest and transparent we were about it, that I have no hard feelings against him. I think, okay, you made your choice, I made mine. And that is the part where I feel like, okay, that can be healthy. Like, okay, you dating other people more than once, yes, because we both knew what we wanted, and that works out. But when you have people that just date kind of like like haphazardly. Like they're just all over the place and they're sleeping with whoever they want and they're just, they don't care about feelings and they're not taking accountability for their actions or shit that they say. And, you know, they forget that the person that they're dealing with also has human like feelings and emotions and ways to communicate with people. And those are the people that I'm talking about. Like, you know, like you gotta be accountable. You're an adult. Like, you know, I meet some like 35-year-olds. I meet like 30-year-olds. And it doesn't matter what age you're at, but if you're not being accountable for yourself and being self-aware of yourself and the situation that you're in when you're dating, that can, that makes the worst.
Yes, it does.
It happen. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's continue on. So there was a question that I wanted to ask you. So what are things that you look for in a partner? Because you're not necessarily looking for just a boyfriend. You are looking for a husband, a partner in life. So what are those things that you're looking for? What are those qualities?
Because I am at that age, right? Where I'm trying to look for something long term.
Yeah.
Let's all get that straight, right? Because not everybody's going to be in that same thought process.
Yeah.
I first and foremost am looking for someone I think that is responsible and honest. First and foremost with themselves. And like I said, this is one of the things I learned about myself is like, I can't go into dating another person or being in a relationship with another person if I haven't taken care of myself. When I see a man that's very self-aware of himself, his emotions, shows that he cares about other people in a certain way, that's like a huge thing for me. That's like, okay, check. Like, I'm interested. Keep going. Financial stability is a huge one. A guy that does not have to rely on other means of like people, you know, supporting him financially, you know, because I have to date someone who's at that same level as me financially. Like if I can support myself, you need to be able to support yourself. Therefore we can support each other. And that's like a huge thing, right? When you're coming into like deciding if you want to marry someone, have a family, like have a life in general, right? Financial stability is a huge thing now. Let's point that out. You know, communication is a huge thing for me too, wherein I like being very transparent. I like being very honest, whether it's something I do or I don't like. And if someone can't take that from me, then that's a very difficult thing to deal with. Communication is just, I think, fixes everything. Like if you don't have that and honesty together, I don't think a lot of things work out, you know. Like you can be able to talk things out with someone and solve problems with just communication, but it's very hard when you have someone that's stubborn and doesn't want to talk to you about things. And I know that that some people don't deal with their emotions very well or talk about their feelings, and it's not just about talking about feelings. It's just about, well, are you a good communicator?
Yeah.
Can you communicate with me what you want and what your needs are? Because that is just as important as me doing that to you.
Yeah.
And I've noticed that with guys that are great communicators that I do date, even when it doesn't work out, you know, like if we don't vibe that way, or if like, okay, like we end up not liking each other, when they're still a good communicator, we still end up being like really good friends. And I'm still friends with a lot of guys that I've dated, and they're dating other people now. And it's just because we were able to communicate with each other that, oh, you know, like maybe we aren't good for each other, or maybe we're just better off friends, but I still like you as a person.
Yeah.
So communication helps a lot. Dating and finding out who I want to be with, because that definitely just clears the air of uncertainties and insecurities. You know, it takes you around all that negative stuff when you have someone that can communicate with you. And even if it's not the same level and they're trying, like that's all that matters. So I think those are like the 3 to 4 main things that I really look for. Because if those can all go smoothly, then I'm not really worried about everything else. Things will just fall into their place. But those are just kind of like the foundations of what I look for when I date.
Where did you learn more about relationships and dating, or just relationships in general? Did you learn more from experiences, family, or from your job?
Honestly, I can probably say that I've taken a lot from a little bit of everything. Mostly my experiences, though. My own experiences have definitely come quite a long way.
Yeah.
When it comes to dating. My own parents, they're not the perfect relationship either. They've gone through their things. Mm-hmm. But seeing how they do work as a team and communicate, I've learned a lot from that. Because my parents did not, I think it was like maybe like 2015 or something. Something happened between my parents and there was a little like dishonesty there. And, you know, coming out of that, they were able to just give it time, talk to each other about it, and really were able to compromise in their relationship to make things kind of fit again. Mm-hmm. And seeing that, I was like, oh, relationships aren't meant to be perfect.
No.
But when you have the right partner, you can work through it.
Yeah.
So that's what I learned from my parents. As far as for my job, I communicate with people all the time. So I'm dealing well when they can communicate because I work in the ICU and then, you know, sometimes we have patients that are intubated. But when patients can communicate or their families can communicate with you, and then also communicating with my team members, you learn a lot about how to deal with people and their emotions. When stress levels are up, how to communicate with people when you're under that level of stress. I think I've taken a little bit from every aspect of my life, whether it's my career, my own relationships with people, and I kind of just put that into who I'm dating. Yeah. And really just any relationship in general, like your friendship.
Yeah.
Right? I've learned a lot from my own friends and how I communicate with them. I the biggest thing that I always tell people, I know people love to go by the golden rule, and that's treat people how you want to be treated. But for me, I'm an empath, a huge empath. So for me, it's always treat people how they want to be treated. So I am the type of person that likes to know exactly what you want, how you want it, how do you want to be treated. What are your wants and needs? That is the type of person, like, that's how I approach people. Mm-hmm. So if you ask a lot of my friends, you know, like, that about me, that's usually something they'll say is like, oh, like, Sarah is the type of person that is willing to step out of her own comfort zone to understand how she makes you feel and how would like, you know, how you would like to be, you know, how you would like to feel. And make you feel comfortable. So that's me. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge empath. So I don't just do things because it's how I want to be treated. It's usually I'm trying to ask you and find out, how do you want to be treated? And that's how I've dealt with the last guy I was dating. I was like, what do you want? Like, what do you want? And what do you need? Like, because that's just, like I said before, like, that's just as important as what I want to need. You know, if we're not learning about each other's love languages, I know people always talk about love languages.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's because it's important. Like, how does a person want to be loved? You know, and if you can't give that to that person, you probably shouldn't be dating them. And it might not work out.
It's not even like if you don't want to. It's like, are you willing to even try to understand them?
Really? Are you willing to? Yeah.
Yeah. There's a lot of that, like, selfishness within people that I've seen today. Don't get me wrong, I've been the guy that's cheated, I've lied, I've done some dirt, like, the stories, whew, girl, but learned through, it took 717 days, I counted, for me to really, like, examine all of these things, and realize, like, okay, I did this. Why did I do that? I should probably understand why I did this. Why was I triggered to feel this
way? I think, like, a lot of people don't take that time either, too. And we live in a time now where everything is instant gratification. Exactly. Like, on to the next one. Next, you know, like, thank you, next. Like, that's the culture that we're living in. And unfortunately, I think people just need to take their time. Slow down. Even if you are dating multiple people, slow down. Take your time. Because when you're jumping from one person to the next, it's like, You don't get that time to think and process, okay, what, like, how could I have done that better for me? How could I have done that better for that other person? And really just for yourself too. Like, you learn a lot when you just stop, even give yourself like at least a month to process, at least, like for me, at least a month to process the last person I dated and not jump right into the next one, right?
Yeah.
And it just helps. That's a thing that people forget. It's like, you don't have to go to the next one just because all your girlfriends are taken and you're the only single person left, you know? Like, I sometimes feel that way. Like, all my girlfriends are in relationships. I'm, like, one of the few that's still single. Yeah. But I like it, you know? I want to be able to take my time, you know? I don't want to rush into one guy to the next and then start, you know, because then you there's that pattern of like, oh shit, I feel low, you don't feel all the highs, and it sucks.
Like, what's funny is I've known you for a long time, probably like back 2005 2006 to now, and like seeing you then, it's strange. You have been like fairly consistent throughout your life, very focused, determined. You knew like what you wanted and what you didn't, even like back then. And like one day, I'll never forget this as long as I live. We were on MySpace and we were talking about,
oh my god, MySpace.
Yeah,
were you on like my top eight? Like, what?
Yeah, we were on each other's top eight for like a long time. Like we got really close.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden one day you were like, I really like you. We connect. We're good. But my issue is I need to focus on school and what I want to do, because I still don't know what I want to do. But I can't do this also because you live up there. So maybe we should just be friends. And I will never forget. I was just like, wow, she's more grown up than me. and I was never mad. I never went off. I didn't even like come at you like sideways. I think you were actually on a family trip when you told me.
This is so crazy. You have a really great memory, because I don't remember any of this stuff.
Oh, like I'm telling you, the highlights of my life, like I remember a lot of like turning points, and that was a big one, because it was like, okay, if I ever find my person, I want someone like that. Someone that's going to be like that direct. And honest. And I could tell that you were like scared, and it was just like, dude, did I present myself in a way that would make her be fearful to being honest with me, or is it that this is actually the first time that she's taking like her own like self and is like, no, I'm gonna be real with myself. And hearing your stories now and seeing you throughout all this time, it's like, yo, she's been consistent in that. Like, she's even grown and taken it a step further. Like, that's fucking dope. So I'm really proud of you, of like not only who you are, but where you came from, and all the things that you're doing now. That is so dope. And I just wanted to share that with you, because it was really funny. It was really cool. Strange, but it was cool.
Because I think we were just so young at that time, and like, even now thinking back and, like, retrospect, I'm like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Like, I've honestly tried to keep that mindset. And it's not even just for me. It's also for the person that I'm dealing with. Like, you're someone that I did not want to hurt back then. Why would I put you through that? You know what I mean? You don't meet a lot of people that are like that and that can be understanding of that.
Yeah.
And that's hard. But, you know, from that perspective, I think what you saw was just like me knowing that there's somebody that I care about. I didn't want to hurt you. And I had to do what's best for me in order for something to possibly, who knows, right? Like, who knows, to work in the future.
Exactly.
And I didn't know that. Like, I didn't know half of the things that I knew now growing up and dating and relationships, right?
Yeah.
But what I did know back then was I didn't want to hurt somebody that I care about, bottom line.
Yeah.
And when you don't want to hurt someone you care about, you got to be honest with the person and yourself.
That actually taught me, like, a very valuable lesson. And it's something that I think people should really, like, hold on to and grasp. That when someone's being, like, clear and being honest with you, and they tell you directly how they feel, and they're not just trying not to hurt you, but they're being honest, and they know this could possibly hurt you, but I care enough about you to tell you the truth.
Exactly.
That it should reprogram the thinking of being denied or being turned away or having, like, any adverse, like, thoughts about relationships and about women. Because
right.
I was the guy who got letters saying I'm ugly, or, like, I had a girl once tell me, I don't want to date you because you're not black enough. And
here's the thing, though, too, Nick, is, like, people need to remember those feelings that people, like, show you.
Mm-hmm.
About how they feel, it's not a reflection of you as a person, it's a reflection of them.
That's what I was trying to say. That
right. Yeah. Right.
But it's, and hard, like, it's hard, like, to break that down for certain people, because if you're constantly
people.
If you're used to the rejection of people, then it's like even someone with the best intentions could still be the bad guy in their story.
Right And that's what I try to tell a lot of people. I remember dating this one guy, the mutual friend, when I first started dating again, and I told him, you know, like, I don't feel that physical attraction with you. And then, like, I kind of felt bad because I told him, like, we had kissed, we shared a kiss, and I did not feel it. And I remember telling him, like, I don't feel that way. And I think he took something from it where it hurt him.
Yeah.
And I said, it's not you. You know, I know a lot of people are like, it's not you, it's me. No, but it's really not.
Yeah.
It's not you. It's a reflection of me and how I feel about what's going on. And I remember him and I, like, meeting maybe, like, a few months later, and we hung out, and he was like, you know, I gotta thank you. And I was like, what do you mean? You know, he's like, because, like, nobody has really been honest with me, like, about how, you know, like, they feel about me. But you were honest enough to tell me that you weren't feeling it. When you weren't feeling it, I was hurt.
Yeah.
But, like, I felt like I needed to hear that because it made me want to work on myself, and it's made me become a more confident guy. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, like, that's cool. Like, I'm glad you found the silver lining through all that. And he's like, no, like, I had to think about it. I was like, she's not a bad person for doing that. Like, she did that because she cared about you and didn't want to hurt you. And when he said that, I was like, dude, that's dope. Like, I'm really glad, like, we can do this now, like, we can be friends, we can be cool, and, like, and no hard feelings. And he's like, no, like, I just needed to take some time to understand that. Mm-hmm. And then that's really cool when
nice.
Like, guys come back to me and tell me things like that, and I'm like, yeah, I never meant, like, it was not to hurt you in any way, it was to prevent from hurting you even more, you know, like,
yeah.
Sometimes people don't see that part of it, and you're right, like, it just takes some time for other people.
It takes some time, but, you know, it's good, because then it goes back to what you were saying earlier about taking the time, because it's not necessarily about taking the time to get to know someone else. It's also about getting to know yourself. We introduce ourselves to ourselves every day, because we are growing every single day. So if we're not learning these new things about ourselves, then we're not growing. We're just there. We're just here.
Right. And really the constant thing in life is change. And so if you're not growing with it, you're just gonna be on that plateau for the rest of your life.
Right.
And that's not exciting. So it's like you got to kind of change with the times, change with the people that you deal with. And that kind of goes back to like what we were talking about, like guys that would just react to things. So my honesty, man, oh man, that's just like,
it's different.
It's different. And it's so refreshing to know when you have guys that can like be mature about it.
Except for those guys that were on, which app gave you the most like what the fuck moments?
Oh, Hinge.
Hinge. Really?
Hinge. Yeah. Those were where I was posting a lot of those stories from when that came up. Is Hinge.
You took them down. I wanted to read some of them, like poetry, like
some of it. Okay, so one of the guys was asking me what I looked for in a relationship. This was probably the most crazy one.
Oh yes, please.
And he's an MMA fighter or something like that, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he did. And I told him, I was like, oh, okay. Like I learned about his job and I told him, well, you know, since we're on the topic of conversation about what I'm looking for, I gotta be honest with you. I don't know if I can date you. because I told him, it's like, because you're a fighter. And for me, that's hard. That would be hard for me. I would be worried all the time. I work in the ICU. I see people that come in with traumatic brain injury all the time from car accidents, fights, all this stuff. Like, and you're telling me you're a fighter and literally your job is to get punched in the head, in the face. Like,
before you finish, I have to tell you, as soon as you said UFC fighter, I was like, yes, because this was my favorite. This was my favorite.
Like, this is your favorite?
What?
This one was everyone's favorite because they were all like, what the
fuck? I could not believe it. Like, I just couldn't believe it. But go ahead.
Yeah, so I was like, I can't. Like, I couldn't. Like, it would hurt my heart. I couldn't go through it. I think you're a nice guy. You seem really nice. And he's like, you barely even got to know me. And you're already telling me you can't date me. And I was like, yeah, like I'm being honest with you. Like, what do you want me to do? You know, like at that point I was like, oh, okay. I was taken aback a little bit.
Yeah.
And he was like, you know, I make more than you in one night. I was like, okay. I didn't know what to say. Like I sat there like on my phone, like, did he really make this about how much I make? Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, his ego was so big that he, like, really, like, below the belt, bro. Like, really? I was, and in my head, I'm thinking, like, who are you even? Like, I don't even know, like, you're, like, are you famous? Like, am I supposed to know who you are? Like, but I remember posting that, and people were like, did he really just say he just makes more than you in one night? And then I had friends texting me, messaging me, and were like, I don't even know this guy. I don't think he's a real fighter. And he probably fights only like once a month. So what's his salary look like after that? Like, I was like, I don't know. I really had nothing to say.
It was so wild. Because it was like, yo, that's really out of left field. But there was a part, because I know the conversation continued. And there was one thing that he said about, what was it? It was about, you want to date, like, weak men or something like that?
I think so.
Yeah, I was like, dude, what is going on? I've never heard such ridiculousness. I'm sorry, I don't think I can date you because, you know, you're a fighter and that would freak me out.
And I honestly was just trying to be honest. Like, this, I can't, like, it would hurt me and I don't think I could deal with it as a person. Like, even though it was about me, I made it about me. It's like, I just gotta be honest with myself. Like, I can't do that. Like, you asked me what kind of person I want to date. It's definitely not a UFC fighter.
Yeah, but the thing that blew my mind that made it so out of left field was the fact that he was like, well, you don't really know me and you're kind of just shutting me down. And I was like, at first, my initial reaction was, well, he might have a little bit of a point, you know? Like, even though, like, you stated, like, this one fact, and it's true and it's valid, stand on it, great. He also came with the, like, well, if you got to know me, I can understand that, but maybe we can work through that. Like, in my mind. He didn't say that, obviously, but that's what's going on in my mind.
Right. And I understand that, but also it's like, you picked your career.
Yeah.
You're not, I already know, for me, at this age, when you're in your 30s, you're not going to change for most things.
Yeah.
Especially if that's the career that you chose. Like, and you're not going to change. I'm not either about my standpoint. Like, I don't think I could date someone. And if it became serious, like, and you're still doing UFC and we want to have a family, like, that's not what I want for my kids. You know what I mean? Like, it's,
right. And I thought about that because years ago, I was like 19, 20. I was just getting started in dancing and taking it seriously, going on auditions and blah, blah, blah. And my girlfriend at the time was like, I don't want to date a dancer. You're going to have to quit because I don't like you traveling.
Right. And I don't want someone to compromise their way of living and their career for me.
Yeah.
You know, I would never ask you to quit. You know what I mean?
But here's the thing, though. As men, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to sacrifice. We're taught from a very young age to ensure that we provide, protect, and like change circumstances in order to make you happy. The term happy wife, happy life is like in our brains from a young age, along with, you know, be a man, don't cry, don't show emotions. Yeah. Like all of those things are built in us. So we are supposed to sacrifice. And what does sacrifice mean to us? That means we have to give up on our hopes and dreams in order to be with the person that we feel is the person. And we don't necessarily know if you're the right person. All we know is you're our person. So that's what we should do.
Right. But it shouldn't have to be that way.
No.
You shouldn't have to, like, you know, compromise your whole life and things that bring you joy for someone else. Like, and that's kind of why, like, sometimes I need to shut things down, because it's like, I already know in my mind where that's going to go.
Yeah.
And that's just from based off of experience too. I've seen guys that I don't like what they do, and we get into a relationship and it doesn't work out. I just know. Like, yeah. I don't know everything, obviously. I'm not saying I know everything, but in that situation, already by the way he reacted, I'm like, yeah, you wouldn't be the type of person to give anything up that you wanted to anyways. So it was like, dodge a bullet.
Yeah, word.
Oh, yeah, like just in that circumstance. But I totally understand like what you mean. But I think that needs to change, is like, I don't think guys need to feel that way. Neither do women. You know, like, you shouldn't have to give up what you love, and that person should be able to work with you on that.
That is a very difficult thing to let go, because it kind of coincides with the idea of identity. So if we don't do that and we actually choose ourselves, we're already seen as selfish, narcissistic, and all of that. So it's kind of, it's weird. Yeah. But so I have a question before we get out of here. Let's say you date a guy and he's perfect. Like, he's smart, he's funny, he's charming, he has his money game, like, he's doing well. Like, he's gone in business for himself, he's everything's legit, he's great, fantastic, he's focused, he chooses you, he wants you, everything is great. Body's amazing. Looks like Ryan Gosling, I don't know. Why is that always my go-to? Ryan Gosling or Justin Timberlake?
You must have a crush on him as well, subconsciously.
Subconsciously, yeah. I mean, I've watched The Notebook like 1,000 times, and I was like, oh my god, I would want somebody to treat me like that. But, no, but seriously, all of that, and then that first night happens, and it's terrible. The sex is terrible. Garbage. It's the worst thing that you ever had in your life.
I'm dead.
Do you stay anyway because he's on paper what you wanted?
I would definitely be the type of person to give a shot. I think anyone can improve in the sex category. That's not, you know, that's teachable. it's a matter of whether the person is a good learner and can pick it up. Then that's because I've been there. I mean, looks great on paper, ain't that great in the room. Like, it's, I've been there.
But I feel it's that. Teachable. Kind of.
I think. Yeah.
I don't know.
I would give it a shot. If really, for me, if there's no sparks going into it, period, like intimacy wise, if I don't feel that, that's where I would be like, wait a minute.
Fantastic.
Like, hold up. You know, like, I kind of don't feel that with you, because you will feel it with the person.
Yeah.
Even if it is just a fucking hookup, like if it's one, you know, like you'll feel some, like, yes, like, you know, but having sex with a person that like looks good on paper and it's not great, it's teachable. I'd give it another shot. We can make that work.
Okay.
Again, communication.
Communication. That's right.
Because I could, this guy that I'm dating right now, like, we haven't really made out or anything. We just kissed. Mm-hmm. And he doesn't force himself on me. He looks great on paper. But like intimacy wise, we haven't gone there yet. So I'm still trying to figure that out. But he's the type to take it slow, which is fine. I like the pace that we're going at. But if there's nothing that comes like with like making out and then like in the room, if I don't feel the sparks or something, whatever it is that people feel, I feel it differently, right? If I don't feel that, then I definitely have to question it, because intimacy is a huge part of that, like, next level, like, into that relationship, right?
It really is.
So, like, if I can't get intimate with my partner and feel that, then there's a difference. But having sex, in general, that's absolutely teachable. You just have to communicate. You have to talk. You have to tell the person what you want, don't want, like, don't like. That's it. So, because if you tell them what you like and they do it and it feels good, then
there you go.
I don't have any issues.
Okay. That's, you know,
I tell people a lot when I'm dating, because some people always ask me, like, well, what about the sex? And I'm just like, what about it? Like, have you guys done it? And I'm like, no. She's like, you're not worried about it? Like, people will be like, you're not worried about it? I'm like, no, yeah, no. And I'm like, why? Should I be? Like, long-term wise, sex isn't what I'm looking for. If I wanted sex, like, I can go hop on Tinder and find somebody. Like, it's not, like, you know, like, people always worry about the sex. And I'm like, I'm not worried about that. At the end of the day, I'll get it if I want it, you know? Like, or I'll get it if I need it. And I can just communicate that with my partner.
Yeah.
And that should be it, you know?
It kind of serves as validation to certain people.
Right. Yeah.
Like, this is concrete. This is fact. Nobody can make me feel like this because of this physical thing that I just experienced. So a lot of people then, because of that correlation, we ask the questions.
Right, right.
Yeah, it makes sense. It's not totally accurate, but it makes sense.
Right. But, like, I don't know. It wouldn't be hard for us to have, you know, get sex. Nowadays, especially with everything at our fingertips.
I'll
tell you right now, I have friends that I could be like, hey, yo, like, you know, like, if I weren't dating somebody, you know, like, I could hit up a homie and be like, they'd be down. All right. So, but it's not one of my things that I'm like pressed on or putting pressure on, because that's actually kind of like the last thing on my list. Besides wanting to feel intimacy, you can feel intimacy in a lot of different ways. It doesn't have to be just sex.
Okay.
For me, a lot of things that I find intimate now actually aren't sex. So it could depend on whatever the person feels is intimate and important to them.
I dig
For that. Me, it's not sex, so.
Okay. Well, thank you so much. for this. This was so fun and enlightening.
This was fun, dude. Like, I think it's also for me, like, oh, self-reflecting on the things that I've been through. It's kind of funny, and it's always nice to kind of think back on the past year of dating.
No, yeah. It's, trust me, I know. But I'm going to talk to you soon. I'll probably text you later. But,
for sure.
Yeah, thank you so much for coming on.
Can't wait to, like, hear all of this over again. My friends are excited because they definitely want to hear it too, so.
Oh, yeah, please. Share it with your friends. Yeah.
They're, like, ready. They're like, I can't wait to hear everything I've been hearing for a year on a podcast.
But I'm definitely going to have you on again, and we'll do, like, a part two. We'll do an update.
I'm totally down. Well, yeah, you know, that would be interesting for sure.
For sure. All right, I'll talk to you later.
All right, have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
And ladies and gentlemen, that was the amazing and funny, one of my oldest friends, Miss Sarah Camille. Again, I just call her Camille, but, you know, that's just because we've known each other since, obviously, like I said earlier, back in 2005, 2006. Damn, that was such a long time ago. I miss MySpace. Like, I miss the old MySpace. Not this new, like, crazy junk that they put out. Like, I look at it and I'm just like, this is sad. This breaks my heart. I can't believe they just destroyed all of this. Anyway, so about to get out of here. But before I do, I want to play something from one of my favorite artists, something that I've been listening to since I was a kid. This album came out back in 2001. It's an incredible neo soul album. It's called Acoustic Soul by the great India Arie, the legendary India Arie. So this track is called Ready for Love, and I think that it speaks highly onto the conversations that we were having and just the energy in general. So please enjoy. Thank you so much for tuning in, and I will see you guys soon. Peace.
I am ready. Why are you hiding from me? I'd quickly give my freedom to be held in your captivity. I will. take me in your hands. I will learn what you teach and do the best that